If you happen to watch the news in August, you might get a glimpse or two of the tiny town of Crawford, Texas. As most Americans know by now, that is where President Bush's ranch is and where he spends much of his vacation time. President Bush heads to Crawford later today. He'll stay for about 10 days to get a sense of the town and what exactly it's like when the president, the White House press corps, and other world leaders arrive this time of year. We called Dorothy Spanos, proprietor of The Coffee Station, a restaurant, convenience store, gas station in Crawford. She joins us on the line from her restaurant. Dorothy, good morning.
Good morning, Don.
So how do you describe Crawford to someone who's never been there?
Crawford is a small town. We're 700 people with one blinking light. It's not even a stoplight. It's just a blinking light. However, it's very, very warm. Family-oriented, church-oriented. We have an excellent school system. We're just about 25 miles northwest of Waco, which is a town of probably about 125,000. So we're really not isolated from the world. We are just our own little town.
But off the beaten path, certainly.
We're off the beaten path. You're correct.
So full disclosure here, for the past 5 years or so, I've been a member of that pack of journalists covering the president when he heads off to the ranch. And I've even had the fried jalapeno slices at your restaurant.
I'm glad you did. Did you enjoy them?
I did. Is this town significantly different when the president is at the ranch?
Well, of course. My verbiage of that would be exciting, because there's so many different people that come in, and you get to meet people from all over the world. Probably like you, Don, you probably would never have come to Crawford had it not been that President Bush settled here in his Western White House. But life goes on. At the time that he's here, yes, we have different ones in, but once he leaves, we're back to our routine.
Occasionally, the president invites other heads of state to the ranch.
Yes.
Have any come by the coffee station?
Probably the most exciting one that we had is Prince Abdullah. Shortly after that, he became king of Saudi Arabia, and he came in with his whole entourage.
He came to talk about oil prices and things like that.
We pointed out that the oil prices were a little high, and he chuckled. Basically, he bought chips. He wanted potato chips. His entourage had ordered cheeseburgers, but he had had lunch with the president at his ranch. And he came in, and he was very gracious. He wanted to meet everyone, and his big black bus with all his finery in it was parked in front. And, you know, that did cause quite a stir.
The president's got just over 2 years left in office. Is there a concern that once he's no longer president that things will maybe get too sleepy in Crawford?
No, I don't think so. When President Bush is here, things are exciting. But we have a very structured way of life. And I think we will go back or stay with our structure. So we're not really concerned that Crawford is just going to fold up and die. I think we will stay where we are.
Dorothy Spanos is the proprietor of The Coffee Station in Crawford, Texas.